My dad only lets me listen to ICP.
Yeah. Hey, my dad's progressive. He likes me listen to The Platters.
Yeah. What is that? What's The Platter?
You don't know The Platters?
No, I don't know what The Platters are.
No, dude, I don't.
No, dude. Andy, do you like ICP? You ever listen to ICP?
I have not.
Yeah, it's a fucking the greatest rappers of all time.
Yeah, you don't know Shaggy Too Dope,
yeah,
dude?
Yeah, Violent J, dude.
Yeah.
Psychopathic Records.
I know Shaggy from Scooby Doo.
Yeah.
No, dude.
No. You grew up too far away from where we're at right now. I understand the cultural significance of that, dude.
Oh.
Yeah, you going chicken hunting, Andy? Andy, I have a question for you. Do you know what is a juggalo?
Are those guys who toss things in the air, Andy? Know, and ride a unicycle?
A so, juggler?
I know, no. I do know
Are
one of those.
You talking about a juggler?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know one of those in West Virginia, by the way.
What, a juggler?
Yes.
So is it the Great Malenko, Andy?
So the first show I booked as a comedian is opening for a country
band. No, that's Cantu.
Yeah, Cantu. Yeah, he looks like the Great Malenko. Yeah, but you ever hear, that's actually how they came up with the Juggalos, I guess. The fans heard, like, was it the Great Malenko song?
They saw
like,
Cantu.
The juggling jugglers, and they call themselves Juggalos, whatever. Yeah, but yeah, Cantu does look exactly like that. Hey, can you pull it up so Andy can see, or how do I do this? I'll just show him on my phone. I don't want to change
the Great Malenko.
Yeah, it's great. Cantu just texted me, actually, a smiley face with glasses on.
That's usually what he's like. He's like, hey, Cantu, do you want McDonald's? Like, he just sends you a smiley face with glasses.
I'm very problematic. That's the last search I had on my fucking phone. I'm not going to show what that was. That looks just like Cantu, actually.
We were making fun of Hitler in his schoolboy
outfit.
Well,
not everybody knows what I was looking up. I typed in Hitler smiling.
We were bullying Hitler, and somebody said, I bet some dude with a man bun's going to bully anyone.
What's that? What is that? What'd you say?
Hitler defender.
We were making fun of Hitler.
Yeah.
In his schoolboy outfit.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen that fucking weird ass shit.
Yeah, that fucking F slur. What happens if I call a Hitler the F slur? Does it make it okay? Does it balance out?
I think it does.
Yeah.
Dude.
Should I do it right now on your camera podcast?
Yeah, sure.
I wonder what German for that is.
No, we don't say fuck on here, dude.
Yeah. We don't say fuck, yeah. Yeah, what do you say? Yeah, the Scheiße?
The Scheiße.
Scheiße.
Yeah.
Scheiße.
Yeah.
Scheiße. That sounds like they're talking about something dirty.
What?
My Scheiße.
Did you show him the Great Malenko?
Yeah, I showed him. He says he knows that. It doesn't look just like.
There was a kid in school who used to have shirts like that all the time.
Cantu?
He had shirts like that all the time.
It does look like Cantu.
Yeah, it does look exactly like Cantu.
That always reminded me of the. Remember the Dumbo, the pink elephants?
What?
It gives you. You ever watch Dumbo?
Yeah, I've watched Dumbo, dude.
Remember the pink elephants?
I had a 9-year-old aunt that would let me watch TV Land. I know who Dumbo is.
Yeah. When Dumbo. Yeah, when they get drunk in the bucket, they say pink elephants.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently that was like a euphemism for being drunk.
He's
seen pink elephants.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen pink elephants when you were drunk?
I've never
seen
pink elephants. Yeah, Andy, did you ever look in the mirror naked after a drunk shower?
I am the pink elephant.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
you know,
I am the walrus.
The burning question I have for Andy is, do you have a grand total of how many people you showed your tattoo over the weekend?
Yeah, bust it out.
Ooh.
It was my favorite thing, dude. Every time I turned around, you were at a group of people. You were pulling.
Was he like the weirdest, like the world's weirdest flasher?
Well, no, I would just.
Ladies, you like this?
So the first night we're there, we're drinking Jameson and ginger ale. I was drinking Jameson. There was no we here.
Yeah.
No. We were drinking shots of tequila.
Yeah.
I was drinking Jameson and ginger ale and shots of tequila.
Yeah.
There's a difference here. And I was like. Wrecked, and I was introducing myself. They're like, "What's your name?" Oh, I'm Big Hoss from Pittsburgh. And they're like, "Big what?" I was like, "Big Hoss." And I walked up to this table of women. I was like, "See right here, Big Hoss from Pittsburgh." Bet you don't know who that is. That's Tiger from Five Will Goes West. Sorry, the tattoo's in 3D. It's in pop-up.
No, it's
you
pretty
can touch
sick.
The fur.
Yeah, that's pretty sick, dude. I have one on my arm that says Hig Boss. That's me, and I know what you're thinking. I'm the kind of guy that likes porn under my comment videos.
So you just love Twitter.
Yeah.
That was a reference to Andy's stand-up
comedy. Huh?
It'll do in a pinch, I'll tell you that. It does, in a pinch. Dude.
Yeah, I fucking go on there because I'm like, oh, this will make my comedy career better. And it's like somebody getting shot in the face, hit by a train, and then like a bukkake party. Yeah. It's like, it's the fuck nuts. Did Elon do to this shit, dude?
It's crazy. It really is.
And then there's always that one girl underneath goes, that's me. There's always one that goes, or mines are better.
I'm like, I've never, loads.
Yeah, like it was like this is the weirdest. Like it's like notice how women keep doing that over time. Is that fucking women? Am I right?
Why are you singling them out? Huh?
That's true. I did say that.
Fucking women, dude.
It's not just women. Men. I got a real problem with these.
I got a real problem with these bitches on Twitter.
I have a 19.
These bitches on X.com. I'm gonna stop, dude.
I have a 1950s.
How dare you reveal your nipples? You put on a fucking burka and you better not drive.
Don't you dare wear a two-piece in this household. Full body suits only.
Yeah.
No two-piece.
Yeah, like a fucking hot-ass morph suit.
That's why he loved it in Texas, dude. They have a ban on porn. He's like, all right, modest women
Everybody here jacks off to their imagination like me.
First of all, I'll have you know, sir, that wall that's up is very thin. Let's put it that way.
So now you're not for a wall,
Yeah, what
huh?
Andy watches, you need to have an onion browser.
I use ExpressVPN.
Yeah.
Sponsored by.
Yeah. My name's Andy, and
if you ever need me to chime in as a sponsor, I got you, dude.
ExpressVPN.
Give me Manscaped.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're too funny, Ross.
Yeah. You know what's funny is that this, we were in Austin, and we did this mic called Banana Phone. And everyone was just yelling, like, you fat dude. Like, you know, like all that stuff. Like, that's all you were getting.
You're a fat guy. Yeah. Like, what like, it was kind all, like, of fucking crowd was
that? That's how old fat jokes sound to me, though. Because it's like, I've heard this since high school. You're not shaming me at all.
Damn,
and
dude.
And it made me laugh.
That got deep, man. Are you all right?
No, I'm fine. Okay. I'm fine. Anyway. but yeah, this one girl goes, what ranch do you work on? Hidden Valley? It was...
Bro, that's
that was black.
That's a pretty solid.
Oh, my favorite. It wasn't even that Mike, right? We met up with them after my show. We go to the creek, and the guy's like roasting everybody, taking them off stage. Andy goes up, he does okay, and the guy goes, hey, everybody, just want to let you know, we are, what they say, he goes, he's like, we're going to post the GoFundMe on the Creek in the Caves website later for Big Hoss. His horse is getting 4 knee replacements later. And then that's the only time I heard people laugh all night. Like, fucking so hard. That was like one of the greatest roasts I've ever heard in my life. He just said, my pants hate life. So whatever his name, it's that guy who sits in the chair from Arkansas. I don't know who you are, but I've heard of you. You're cool.
You're cool.
Yeah, you're it was cool.
Probably the only cool thing from Arkansas because Bill Clinton's from there, and that's kind of scary, dude.
Dude, my fucking fiance's from there. She has yelled at me for doing laundry wrong. So I think can't wash sweaters. You can't. You can't dry sweaters. It makes them really mad if you put sweaters in the dryer.
They have a bad hair day.
Yeah, fucking Arkansas. Oh, man.
It's like me when I first wake up in the morning and my beard is just all like...
Yeah, stuck up all over from all the cum.
Yeah. I told you that in confidence.
Yeah.
You can never tell anybody anything in confidence.
I noticed that. I've noticed that a lot.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to find out about it.
Yeah, something. Did you guys take the subway a lot in New York?
A few times, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I heard you guys like trains.
Choo-choo-choo. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes you just have to smack a few asses, I guess, just to get around.
Yeah.
I just like to ride solo.
You know, dude.
I'm more of a watch and see.
Yeah. Look, we know you like to watch and listen.
Look at how he's holding that. Look where he's holding that can. It's muscle memory.
Don't mind me.
No. Yo, Haas had to shit so bad. He didn't have time to shower.
Oh. Yeah.
We had to go catch this train.
Nice
but we were
to tell
like,
everybody
no,
that took a picture
time.
With me on Friday that I was funky. Thanks.
Yeah,
so
dude.
I showered once. I showered Friday morning.
Yeah, in New York.
Go to Bankhart. No. I showered Thursday.
I want to shower all the time.
Spent the night at Bankhart's house.
Oh.
To go to leave New for New York.
Yeah. Did you have to shower?
So I said, hey, should I shower at your house? Or should I just wait till we get to the Airbnb? He goes, no, dude, you'll be fine. Wait till we get to the Airbnb. So we get there.
Yeah.
We did not have time.
I go, you know, I finally, I got my road poop out the way.
Yeah. Because
you got to do that. After a road trip,
take
you
a roadie.
Know exactly what I'm talking about. You have to get the road poop out the way.
It's too bad you had more poop, dude.
It's so much more.
No, you know what it was is that we stopped to get pizza.
Oh, yeah.
And they were, pizza was greasy. They were pizza dabbing really it
did you yeah. in, didn't
the whole time.
Where'd you get pizza at? New York?
In Jersey.
Jersey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a hot dog, though, in New York.
You had a hot dog in the
yard? Yeah, he had a few, dude. They were all over his face. Yeah. Just fucking glizzies galore.
Yeah, dude. The glizzy man himself.
That's why his beard was sticking up.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep my comments to myself. I'm just going to roll on from there. By the way, did you know that? Never mind.
No, I want to know now.
Yeah, tell us.
Yeah. It's weird. Why are you going to do a joke on a podcast? You're like, yeah, never mind. I was just thinking of something funny.
Because that's what I said. In my head, I'm like, how far is too far? Yeah. How far can we go with this?
How many listeners do you usually have per episode, do you think?
How many people hate this? Like, they're like, I hate that.
Depends on.
What's like the biggest one, if you don't mind me asking?
Close to 400
on YouTube.
All right, so
imagine 400 plus 3 not getting the joke, but Andy just crushed it. What's the deal?
All the jokes are by myself. All right,
finish the joke yourself.
Some things are only meant for me.
You should have a comedy album called "Crushing in My Own Head." It's just you giggling for an hour,
dude. I wrote a joke once.
I think Mr. Beast did a video like that.
I wrote this like
Mr. Obese, dude. I can say it, Andy. I'm fatter than you are.
That's fair. I like that. Yeah, you know, fat guys are allowed to make fun of each other, much like other people. If you are that thing, you're allowed to make fun of each other.
I'm just a regular white guy. I'm not allowed to make fun of anybody, dude.
Yeah.
Did I make comparisons? Yes, I did. Did I say the words? No, but you implied them.
Unless nobody's around, you know?
Yeah.
Then if a tree falls
but it's
in
cool.
the woods,
Cam,
then,
hey, Cam Patterson called me a word. I think I should be allowed to say it.
You want to try it out right here?
No, I'm not. Go ahead. I'll keep it to myself.
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I would love to.
Wait till you see Andy's That's other tattoo know, on dude. The other one.
Just wait till I shoot him a message Andy. And be like, "Hey, do you want to collab on a shirt? I have the perfect shirt that we should sell together." And it should just say "Big Hoss" and it in quotes what Cam called me on the stand. Or no, what was that? What was that place called?
The Stand.
Yeah. Okay, it was right. Yeah. I keep thinking of the Stephen King movie.
What do you say? The racist cowboy Christine? Section?
No. The one dude said, He called me racist first and then asked me if I would have sex with our current vice president.
Andy has a haunted car that only plays the N-word over the radio.
It's a slight whisper.
Well, stop. I don't know why.
The hard R is the creepiest part. The hard R is the creepiest part of it.
Yeah.
You gotta say it all hateful and stuff. Come on, man. You can't say it friendly. Like
it's okay. Yeah. You can't. What? Oh, Hoss.
Dude, New York was so much fun, man. We just kept getting drunk and yelling.
Just picture this guy walking through Times Square dressed just like this.
Yeah. That's all we did.
It's great.
The whole
dude, he should have took off all his clothes and had a guitar and be like that other guy. You ever see that? The naked cowboy? Yeah, he's famous. Yeah,
but I would probably get fined because they're like, "Sir, you don't look as good. Go away, please."
Yeah, but like, it's okay. We can't see the penis.
I have a video of us walking through Times Square and Hoss saying, "Hoss powers activated."
Hell yeah, dude.
We had so much fun down there, dude. I took a couple drunken like reels, and it was like, "We're in New York." And then Andy BB looks in the camera and goes, "Live from New York. It's Saturday night." And I was like, "Oh yeah, it is Saturday night."
Yeah.
As you can't tell, I've lost my voice from drunkenly yelling in New York.
I thought it was puberty this whole time. I was screaming at Kill Tony. We got to like. Apparently, it doesn't happen all the time, but we got to, like, they sat us really great seats.
Yeah, that's cool.
To watch both shows.
Those are probably expensive tickets, too.
And you got to see every guest that was going on.
Yeah, like, we were not in the nosebleeds.
Where at compared to the stage?
We were, so, like, if you're staring at the stage, we were to the right. So some people had some pillars
in the
way.
The one dude pointed to that.
But, like, barely, man. It was amazing, to be honest. Yeah. We got to watch two live shows with killers, dude.
Yeah.
Gillis as Trump was one of them. Fucking Biden.
Biden. Dr. Phil.
We had Dr. Phil one night.
Jelly Roll came out, so I was like, sick. I can cross that off my bucket list
It was,
now.
Dude. Yeah, it was cool. It was honestly phenomenal.
Yeah, I watched the live stream of the second night, and just that alone, seeing that alone would have been amazing. And you guys saw.
Yeah, man, that dude we were hanging out with the first night got on. He got drunk and arrested, dude.
Yeah,
he got Xanax. Don't do Xanax.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he got bit.
Yeah, he got bit. He had a chunk missing out of his hand, dude.
Yeah, scary.
Which I'm like, it looked infected, too, so he should probably get that checked.
Maybe he didn't do Xanax. I lied.
You know he's not going to use that.
I shouldn't call him out like that.
We can say his name. We can say his name. He just did fentanyl.
Give it to him. Really hard together from the dark.
You know what? You're cool, Sid, but you did Xanax, dude. You shouldn't have done that. You got arrested,
good
dude.
Good for you. You made it on Kill Tony.
Love you, buddy. You had your moment on Kill Tony.
Yeah. Dude, that was... it was so funny, like, just watching everybody being like, we just hung out with that dude. Like,
yeah. He was arrested last night.
Yeah, we ran... the best part was, like, waiting in line with the people we met. Like, we met dudes from Austin. Shout out Remy. He was cool.
Yeah, he was. He's cool as hell.
The dude from Ratatouille, dude.
No, he's
you know him.
Maybe you don't.
No, I'm just.
We didn't meet him. We met him for like their first open mic we did. We met him down there in Austin.
Yeah.
And
he just do a lot of open mics in Austin, so I didn't meet a lot of the people.
Ah. Yeah, a lot of their open mics are weird, right? 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, during day?
Yeah, there's daytime? You're just talking to other comedians at that point. But it's kind of like. And they must be trying to do what, like, Nashville does with Broadway, where they have just people playing in the middle
Broadway
of the
Broadway on ice, dude. We should start doing stand-up on ice.
In a place like that, there's so many people, and so many people are trying to practice and, like, hone their craft.
They just have to.
Yeah, like, some people work nights, because there's a lot of comedians in, like, the service industry and stuff. If you went out to New York, they have stuff starting at, like, 1 and 2, and it'll go to, like, 4 or 5 in the morning, right? That's how you hear these stories.
Well, we were looking for
3, 4
some mics while we were there, and most of them ended early.
Yeah, probably for the Kill Tony shit. But it also depends on where you're looking to. A lot of it's like word of mouth or like, you know, what's it, free mics, NYC? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I go places now, I don't really look for mics too much anymore. So
I want to go just to like meet some local.
That's what you do. You just go. You start going out, start doing mics, start making friends with people. Those people start doing shows. Then you get them to come do your show. You go do their show. And then it's like a whole thing. You have friends all over the place and they all move around. It's pretty cool shit.
You heard how it starts, dude. This is how you build a network.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
Dude, you should just put our YouTube series out called Comedy Lessons from Chris Grieva.
Yeah, nobody listens to me. So
I do.
I do.
I listen to all your stuff. Yeah. You're my papa.
You're his fuck buddy? Is that what you said?
He's my daddy.
Yeah,
my comedy daddy. Dude, you ever watch that blooper from Friends or that clip from Friends when Phoebe kept saying daddy?
What he just did to me? What the fuck? Anyways,
lean
said,
on me when you're not strong.
They made a movie about guys that are dressed like us doing that. They spent a lot of time in a tent.
I remember when that movie came out. My grandfather was like, John Wayne would be rolling in his grave. I'm like,
how many
you
times
do
you
know,
watch it,
like,
yeah.
How many I've times? Never seen it.
Yeah,
I can honestly say.
I've seen it.
Everybody's seen it once. That's how we know, dude.
I've really never seen it.
Yeah, that's how we know, dude.
It's actually a good movie.
Yeah, no, I seen clips, just the good ones, though.
Practice it in case it happens. Like,
yeah,
you know,
I know, dude. You got to stay warm sometimes.
Yeah, dude, I wore out that section of the VHS.
When I returned it, they were like, you left it rewound right at
the spot. Yeah.
They pop it in to check it, and they're like, what the fuck?
Never forget. That is the same guy that made the Hulk movie with Sam Elliott.
Hulk smash, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I remember being a kid watching that
up, bro. All night.
Dude, I remember when they made that movie the first time, like, we went to go see it. Like, the screen would cut, like, comic book panels. And, like, we didn't know that. We thought the movie was broken. We were retarded, basically. See, that's what I'm trying to say.
Did you keep rewinding it?
Yeah. I was like, I don't know what happened here. This ain't working. Like, people got up and complained to the movie theater, like, I think your screen's broken right now.
That
movie.
Happened to
what?
Me with some movie before. I can't remember what movie.
What, was like, fucked up?
Yeah.
Probably Grinch, like, Grindhouse.
It tricked the people into thinking the movie was broken. People started freaking out. But
dude, when I went to see Poor Things... the feminist masterpiece where it's just Emma Stone just getting clapped the whole time. Like the first like half of the movie, it was just like different colors and shit. And I thought it was like, actually part of like the artistic thing.
Yeah.
And then the movie stopped. It restarted. It was just actually fucked up. But it like looked right with the movie. Like it would cut from black and white. And, like different shit would flash across the screen. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what they call art house movies.
Art house.
Yeah.
You into those?
I was in art party once. That's about it.
How'd that go?
Well, it was actually pretty fun, actually.
What was it?
So that was the first show I got booked. I was watching Killers of the Flower Moon, and I had some tasty treats at the house that made the movie way more intense. So I was very sad. And Screepa calls me up and says, hey, what did you say? The comedians and the band bailed out like because of the weather or something. Do you want to do your first show tonight in Morgantown?
No, I think they bailed after. I just said, do you want to do your first show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, sure.
You weren't my backup call. You were the main course, Andy.
Yeah. But yeah, it was cool. We went down there and I did my first show and to like 12 people. And it was cool, though. Like, the place, that place has everything.
People could be fun if they're fun, dude.
That place has everything. It is, like, the weirdest store you'll walk into, but you'll find, like, I found a $10 Starsky and Hutch Target game box. Like, it was the game was in there, but, like, it was missing a dart. But it was, like, $10, and it's from 77.
Hell yeah,
dude. And that was like, yeah, I'm buying that.
Hell
like,
yeah. For sure. Gotta get some Starsky and Hutch shit.
Yeah. So then we went to... I mean,
especially if it's, like, actually original, I guess.
Oh, yeah, like... Yeah, because
it might
actually
be worth something.
Yeah, it's like Dukes of Hazzard stuff. Like, you had to either wait till 2005, you're not getting it again unless it's all bootleg now.
My cousin was a diehard Dukes of Hazzard guy.
Yeah. Just like the roof of the car.
Yeah. Oh.
the one part they blur on TV.
Do they?
Yeah.
They blur it? No.
I don't know. I think so. I'm just making that up.
See, this is how misinformation starts, dude. Next thing you know, people are going to be sharing this on Twitter.
Dude, if you say with enough confidence, you can do it.
There's going to be a big thing about it. Everybody's going to be posting about it on Facebook, all the boomers, dude. But you got to give them a month to catch up because they're on Facebook.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's going to be just like the kids shitting in litter boxes thing. Yeah.
They find out through Facebook a month later because when it's breaking news, it just says... It's very vague, and then it says, for the full article, see the comments, and no one reads comments, so they just kept scrolling. That's how I found out the dad from Wilderness Family died. It said, Wilderness Family actor dies, and I'm like, please tell me it's the dad. And I Googled it, and I'm like, yes. I'm sorry, I hate those movies. Those movies scarred me for life.
Wilderness Family?
Oh, yeah, I have no idea.
You've never heard of the whole entire plot. The great movie trilogy of the Wilderness Family from the 70s?
No.
It was a 70s family movie.
Sounds like the Waltons or something.
It's very close. So this dad is like working as a construction worker.
Yeah, hot.
And he's fed up with his life and everything sucks. And then he's like miserable. And he goes, the city sucks and people are terrible and I hate it. You know what? We're just going to move to the wilderness. And they move out to the middle of the woods.
Sounds like the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah. Build a log cabin. And they survive out there in the wilderness with nothing.
There's how many seasons?
It's three movies.
Oh, it's a bunch of movies.
And there's this whole song that they play. And it's like, we are the wilderness family. And it's super wholesome, and I hate it. I hate everything. No one dies. And then the daughter, I keep hoping she got ate by the bear. Because a bear attacks them. And like she's hiding in a beaver dam.
Is it because of that whole fucking man-bear thing? Women were doing? Is that what you wish?
No, she was just annoying the whole movie every time.
What are you trying to say to us? Because
like she would just go wander off in the woods and then get caught in something. And she'd be like, Daddy! She'd be screaming all the time.
Don't you know that women will be fine with a bear, dude?
What if we just did a whole bunch of like old movie reviews for the rest of the podcast and in between them we transition with a bunch of multicolored puzzle pieces going Welcome back to Blake and Anthony's Spectrum Reviews.
I'm just saying that's a movie that's like stuck with me. No one has seen this movie.
Yeah.
My mother and my family love this movie. I hate it. I hope
Miss
you guys.
Hoss.
Mr. and Mrs. Hoss. Papa Hoss.
My mother goes,
Mama Hoss. They live in a cabin in the woods. His little sister was eaten by the bear Hoss.
Dude, my mother would always just be like, I love The Wilderness Family. It's just such a nice movie. And I'm like, I hate The Wilderness Family.
I bet Mama Hoss is wholesome AF, dude.
Yeah. Is she wholesome AF?
Very wholesome. Very wholesome.
What's Papa Hoss like?
Very quiet now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why now? What'd you do to him?
He's 80.
That's fair. My dad's 83. He's not quiet at all. He loves Trump, dude.
My dad hates him. And
He's the op. Dude, yeah. I would not picture Papa Hoss.
Oh, dude, the best part.
Hating Trump, dude.
That's the greatest part is that when people see me, they look like, I bet you're a big Trump supporter, ain't you? And I'm like, my grandfather voted for Obama because he didn't trust the Republicans so much, but still called him the N-word repeatedly. He's dead now. Right.
Wonderful information. Just volunteer out to the internet forever.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Wow, your grandpa sounds great.
Yeah. I'm just saying. He's dead. But I'm just saying,
grandpa's died, dude. It's
like,
okay.
We're not, I'm they not from that, they don't like, know. You know.
They accidentally put on an NBA game and had a fucking heart attack.
Yeah, dude.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
I'm breaking stereotypes.
They are real.
Hey,
that's cool, though. Your family sounds cool.
Yeah.
Not really.
No.
Not when they do that stuff. But, yeah, my mom
and dad.
They're
going to see this, dude. We're going to clip it, and it's going to go viral.
Yeah. Well,
here's the best part.
I'm actually being very progressive during this whole thing. I want everybody to know.
Well, no, here's the best part. Yeah.
Dude. Everyone
has
first
family
got here,
like
to use
that.
The woman's room.
Yeah. I shit in that woman's room so hard, dude. Yeah.
I did. I
almost had to wipe with pads. They have them in there. You want me to get you one?
I left skid marks in there for them, so. It looks like a NASCAR race.
What were you saying?
Oh, no. I was just like, everyone has family that's like that. Like, there's that one side where you're like, they're a good person. We don't let them talk out in public.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
half of my family looks like they might be on, like, a family reunion type episode of, like, Jerry Springer or something. Oh, like,
and they're all accusing of who slept with who.
Yeah, dude. I mean, like, if you sleep with your third cousin, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, right?
Well, here's the best part. Here's the best part, and trust me, they're going to love this one. So my mom and dad share a cousin.
Yeah?
Well, like, they take turns
like,
with
they on like, the porn like hub?
It's blood related. On my, no, so...
This one holds the camera?
No. So my mom... No, my mom and...
Bro.
Yeah.
No, my mom and dad share a cousin.
Yeah.
My mom's blood related to her.
Yeah.
My dad was related to her
it
through
extra
marriage.
Nasty.
Yeah. So which
they
one of them
had
got
no
stuck
idea.
In the dryer?
Yeah.
So like my dad.
And then his dad delivers a pizza during.
Dude, my dad has this sense of humor where he would introduce when my mom and dad were dating, how they would introduce. He's like, oh, yeah, we're cousins.
It sounds.
And like, and people would just be like, what is going on?
It sounds like whenever Joe Dirt was like, can we go back to saying you're my cousin? I'm your cousin. I'm your cousin.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kidding. I love
Joe Dirt.
I love you, Papa Hoss.
Yeah, please don't kill me.
He would just been like, if he was here right now, he'd just been what?
Yeah.
Because he didn't hear it.
Just kidding.
Oh, no, but like.
I love you.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, yeah, you know.
Shout out to the Hoss family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Hosses.
Yeah, meet the Hosses.
Right now, my brother's going, why did you say that? Yeah. Why are you talking
I
right
just
now?
I just picture them all popping up in like a Brady Bunch thing.
Yeah, with Rob as Alice. Rob is the coolest fuck, dude. Andy's brother's badass.
He's way cooler than me.
I love Andy's brother. Shout out to Rob Hoss. Rob Hoss
they
is a fucking
They could be the next Kardashians, dude.
Yeah, his brother, the Hosses. His brother looks like Brian Shaw, if you know who that is. But tougher, dude. He's like the world's strongest man. It's fucking cool.
Oh, I think I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
dude, the best
huge.
Part was, I love telling the stories. Like, me and him went and seen Toby Keith together.
Yeah.
And we got to catch the microphone when Toby Keith said, sang Should
mouth?
Have Been a Cowboy. No.
With your tonsils? Did you catch the microphone with your tonsils?
Yeah, it was like, it was great. But like me and him were talking, like,
yeah.
about something, and then like we look up and Toby Keith's standing above us.
It's me, Balak A, from yet another podcast. Just wanted to let you guys know, we're proudly brought to you by the meatiest of guys, me guys. Are you tired of having subpar meats in your mouth? You know that supermarket meat full of glue, dye, God knows what else? Well, drive your ass up to West State Street and look no further than Meat Guys, the number one source of quality meat in all of Lawrence County. With premier selections of everything to beef and chicken, pork and lamb, these guys will do you right and fill you all with whatever meat you desire. Hell, they might even be able to get you some ostrich if you ask enough. Use the promo code MEATYAPPERS for 10% off your order. And tell them Blake and Anthony sent you. Meat Guys, West State Street, Newcastle. If you're driving towards Walmart, you absolutely cannot miss it. Or find them online at meatguys.com. That's MEATGUYZ.com. Or Facebook.com, Meat Guys, with a Z. Yeah.
And he's got, my brother has on his arms, anchors tattooed.
Yeah, like Popeye.
Like anchor yeah, arms and but SpongeBob. Like,
yeah, he's a huge Popeye fan.
Oh, yeah.
Loves Popeye.
Like, I did too growing up.
Dude, the 80s movie with Robin Williams. Perfect.
Yeah, I like the cartoons. You brought that up to me the other day, I think, actually. Yeah, it's which a dope is, movie. Lines up, dude.
It's a dope movie. What's the two movies Shelley Duvall was in? The Shining?
Yeah, I made and a Popeye. Yeah, I made a weird reference to her in that movie to my mom the other day as a joke, and she got it, so I was happy.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
I crushed for my mom, dude.
I used to know a girl that looked like her from that movie.
What?
You don't?
I knew a girl that looked like her. From that movie.
I was going to make a joke.
Like, I kept telling her all the time. I said, did anyone ever tell you you look like olive oil? And she was like, what? It was like my buddy's girl that he was fooling around with.
Did she know who olive oil was? They're like, you calling me Italian?
And but every time I seen her, I was like, come on, yell Popeye for me one time. And she would do, Popeye. I can't say you can't do it with the voice crack.
Is that what you told her when you were...
Yeah,
I never.
Don't say Popeye.
When you're taking her home. I treat her like
hey, let's put it this way, Blake. I was not her type.
No.
No.
Why not?
I did not fit the demographic that she liked.
Related. That seems to be a theme down your way.
No, she was like a neighbor. Which you gotta watch out there. You are related to some neighbors. Dude, that's the weirdest part. It's like I have like one side of the family that's really close,
bitches from and they all live away. In the
same area. No, I don't. So on one side of the family, I have one side that lives like really close to each other.
Yeah, so you don't have some.
They all
them.
Live in the same area.
Okay.
They have another side of the family.
That's the one
that I really don't know.
It's
on
like
that
the Hatfields versus the McCoys,
but cum instead of bullets.
Jesus.
Just busted across the street at each other. You're gonna lose all your sponsorships or whatever when this shit comes out.
I only have one, and I'm not even wearing the thing that's sponsored.
No way, dude.
Oh, wait. We wouldn't about
lose
you.
Meat Guys.
Just,
nobody beats meat their guys? Meats, dude.
Oh, okay.
Is this a sponsor?
Yeah,
that's me. Who are you sponsored by?
I don't know. I wouldn't even say I'm sponsored.
Dude, you're I'm a sponsor.
I'm an ambassador for Cowboy Revolution Apparel. It's all about living life the cowboy way. Bro. It looked cool hell at first, and I was like, that's a cool hat.
They send you, like, and leather bracelets and stuff. I went 15% off the
hat. They just, like, come to your house and give you syphilis?
No, they're just like, no one has used your promo code. Are you even a real person?
Have
like,
you died on the Oregon Trail?
I was like,
did you get dysentery?
So yeah, if you use Haas 15 at checkout, you can get 15% off.
You better use Haas 15 at checkout, or Andy and I are coming to your house and beat the fuck out of
somebody
you.
Somebody please buy a cowboy hat,
yeah, please,
so he doesn't lose his sponsorship. For the love of God,
dude! Literally, they just
Andy
sell
is
hats.
Starving to death. Use his promo code.
You could feed this child for as low as 15 cents a day.
Arms of an angel. Flower.
For the cost of one cowboy boot a month. Yeah.
For the cost of one can of Copenhagen a month.
You could have put a
you
dip in this cowboy's lip.
I'm crying.
Yeah, he's crying. He's crying. Salty tears.
The tears of a cowboy, dude.
Yeah, dude. That sounds like a sick fucking song.
Oh, dude. That's the new song we're writing. We're writing it down. Write it down. Write it down. You write it down.
I'll sing some country music, bro.
Yeah.
I could, but my voice is cracked and screwed.
Try it right now.
Not right now.
What about chopped and screwed? Can you do chopped and screwed? You know what chopped and screwed is?
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. No, I know all about them.
When they made rap songs way worse for no reason.
No, some of them smacked.
Yeah.
Some of them did, dude.
Like some of the 3-6 Mafia shit, right?
Oh, yeah.
3-6 Mafia is just always good.
Do you like 3-6 Mafia?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, do you like 3-6 Mafia? Yeah. They have a song called Ghetto Cowboy. Or no, that's Bone Thugs. Never mind.
Is that what it's called? New Jack Swing?
What?
You can New Jack Swing on my nuts. You remember that?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Right. I don't know my rap. I don't know it.
Yeah, we
know Ice Cube and Snoop.
We can go karaoke one night, though. Yeah. I'll duet with you, dude.
Dude, I want to do karaoke in the world. I wanted to do karaoke in New York.
Yeah. Will you
if they had karaoke at
the Tony Allen party, I'm going to be smashed. With me A Whole New World, and I'll be Jasmine.
You can be Aladdin, Andy.
I will do it, but all there's cool. one condition.
They have a carpet
I have to
big
dress
enough.
Like her.
No. You have to suck on my finger, friend.
I could do that, dude. Okay. If it's on accident.
Yeah, I'll just be holding the mic, down, and I just want one little...
Just one little...
I
want to
hit
like
the back
Joe
of
Biden.
The throat. That's the only problem.
Fucking eating a peach Joe Biden.
Nobody knows what you're talking about, and that just seems extremely
it's
weird
great
out
for
of
us,
context.
Though.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's hot.
No, it's okay. We've just been roasting the shit out of you. It's about time to give it back. Roast everybody here, Andy. Go.
Yeah, go.
Yeah, shit on.
I ain't doing nothing, Andy. He didn't do anything.
No, you have to, dude. Look at him.
Yeah,
no.
Look at him.
You can tell he's...
I'm a real son of a bitch.
Yeah, you can tell he's a real piece of shit, dude.
Yeah, dude, look
we
at
live
him.
In Newcastle, Andy.
You do look like you are on that vampire show, What We Do in the Shadows. You do look like one of the dudes off of that.
That's
go on, say it. You are the silliest bastard in New York City. Come on, one time.
That was one of the nicest roasts.
Dude, if you sucked any blood out here, you'd get fentanyl poisoning. Shit, dude.
Yeah.
Except they already have puncture marks.
Dude, you think vampires
their veins are collapsed.
Vampires carry around Narcan with them.
That's a serious question. I feel like the only person that could answer that would be Wesley Snipes. Just be like, hey, man, I have a question.
Yeah.
So in Blade, if you would have bit like someone who OD'd, would you OD too?
It depends on what his tolerance is, dude.
Yeah.
I feel like
unless
just
the
like,
other
yeah.
way, unless they're like, they OD on sunlight, not drugs.
Yeah.
Right?
I think.
Yeah.
So the.
Maybe it's just like.
Bad
just
blood.
Maybe it's just like spicy. Like they're having Mexican food when they have.
I think they OD on like coagulated blood. Like they like shoot them with old, dirty blood or something, and vampires get real sick.
Yeah. It clogs them up a little bit.
Yeah.
Blocks them up.
So you're saying that's what Freddie Mercury died from? So you're saying that's what Freddie Mercury died from?
Yeah, Freddie Mercury, famous vampire. Contrary to popular belief, he got the AIDS through sucking.
That's why his teeth were so big. They were just to hide the massive fangs. They were just dental.
He did have an extra set, right? Like extra?
Maybe.
Extra molars. The fangs are in the back of his mouth. That's where they...
suck it out of everything.
Yeah, but that's an extra set of teeth. That's why you could hit those octaves, like the way his like mouth resonated.
Makes sense.
Nah,
I always
like that.
Thought he was good. I always thought he was a good singer because he kept his throat lubed up.
All right, my turn.
In case you're unaware, Freddie Mercury's gay. That was the joke.
I love it.
Boom, roast dude.
Got you, Freddie.
Yeah, dude.
This is why you're seeing the top 10 roast battle guy right here, because he is so,
fun all the time.
It sometimes. Is scary. Like he's on
Hoss.
All the time.
Let's go, dude. It's my
with
turn.
You,
yeah,
roast him.
Yeah, it's my turn. Then you gotta hit Papa Screeves.
Yeah, I won't say anything back.
It's hard to do it in the moment. It's like very casually talking. Maybe
we all you yeah. always love it in the moment.
I do love it in the moment. That's true.
You light the candles and everything.
Yeah, dude.
Roast
tell him he
you.
Looks like he works at a gas station car wash. Just get him.
You do look like him, one of the homeless that we brought home from a souvenir from New York. Like, we just cleaned you up a little bit.
Do you traffic humans, Andy? That's good. It's a good first attempt. Try again.
It's a good first attempt.
Just keep lighting them up till we get one.
You look like if a crack rock was a person.
Getting better.
Close. Yeah. If you would have saw me 15 years ago, bro,
I was.
I would have been dead on, my guy.
Yeah, it's almost like you aged backwards, like Benjamin Button.
Come on, I am easy, and I'll laugh if it's good, because I ain't a bitch.
You look like you bleed Four Loko.
Getting a little.
Getting better, yeah.
Let's see.
I threw up Four Loko a couple times.
What do you know about him that's funny?
Oh, I know something amazing about Blake. Is that Blake, what you guys don't know, is that he is also a superhero part-time. His name is Captain Piss Pants. He got his powers in a tragic accident trying to piss in a bottle. In a moving vehicle.
He got bit by radioactive piss in a laboratory.
Avert your eyes. Don't look upon this madness. It looked like it was this gamma bomb moment that made him into the Hulk.
It's hard to pee in a moving car.
I don't blame you, man. That's why you always carry a Gatorade bottle.
Yeah, bro. That's what I say.
You need a wide mouth.
Dude. Otherwise, you're just like trying to.
Yeah,
you're trying to line up the fucking piss hole with that little fucking.
And don't try to use a beer can. There's too much sharp edges. You're just cutting.
There's no way I would use any candy.
Who pissed in my spitter? All right, that's it. I swish it when I'm done. Get all the nicotine out of the zins.
Or you buy a half gallon of tea and use that. That's the best.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Just hopefully it doesn't match.
You ever take a fat Marburger farm?
don't use a green tea jug. You'll make that mistake one time.
Why's my tea so warm?
Oh, yeah.
Man, that lemon's tangy.
Who sold me butter for movie theater popcorn?
All right.
All right, that was good.
That's as far as I got.
That was good. Very good.
What about you?
Just get me.
Get you?
Yeah, come get me.
Mount him.
Yeah. Take advantage of me.
You look like a gay porn star.
Oh, shit.
You do with the cowboy.
Yeah.
What's wrong with gay porn stars?
Yeah, dude. He's also wearing a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just saying.
Where did you get dressed? My closet today?
Boom. Roasted, dude.
Sorry, I wasn't supposed to strike back.
Yeah. That's right. Just take it.
Yeah, I guess. Yep.
You look like the cowboy. Nah, that's not a good one. Dang.
Alternative roasting color scheme in Smash Brothers.
Yeah, I don't always like roasting people.
I get it.
I'm just too nice. I can't.
I will do it, but I have to be like, I don't know. I guess it just depends on how I'm feeling. But when I'm going. I feel like I like roasting strangers, though. Yeah.
I need to really hate somebody to roast them, I feel like.
Yeah, but then when I do it, I go for the throat every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
How deep?
Where'd you buy those shoes? The shit store?
It's always usually super personal.
You slept my gay.
It's always usually super personal stuff. Like, oh, yeah, that's why your mom doesn't love you. And it's like weird stuff like that. And it's like, oh.
Dude, did you really say that to your brother?
Damn.
No, he said that to me.
Rob, I'm sorry.
Rob will kill you. He's scary.
He knows many murderers.
Very cool. Very cool guy. Shout out, Rob.
Yeah. He knows a lot of murderers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Part of his job.
That's what they call abortions down there in Washington.
He's actually a doctor, by the way.
Yeah.
He's a jack doctor? That's
dude, me and him started a movie once.
You started what?
Me and him started a movie together. A zombie movie when I was in high school. Yeah, everybody, I got a mislead right there? You was thinking porn. Anyway.
I mean, based off everything you already told me, kind of.
Yeah, but no, we were in a zombie movie together. It was awesome.
What zombie movie?
The Chemical Skyline. Back in the day.
Check it out.
So like 20, it was like right after I graduated high school. Okay. One of my brother's friends from high school was like making movies and stuff, skits. So he wanted to pitch like this horror like short to like a movie company. And it was about like three people that robbed something, and then they traveled out into the country, and then that's when.
So they ended up getting to make the whole movie?
No, they only made like a half hour short.
Is it still online? Like online?
Oh, yeah, it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Anybody can look up Chemical Skyline. And I'm in there two parts. You have to guess which parts. I even made it into the final trailer. That was great. I did my own stunts. I get hit by a car door. After I told everybody to look for me and guess where I am, but I get hit by a car door. And then
that's where I am.
Yeah. And then I get shot in the head at one point.
This is the only zombie you can walk away from?
And it's funny. It's pre-beard Hoss.
Oh, shit.
So I look like baby Hoss.
Yeah, baby Hoss, dude.
I look like the most non-threatening zombie in the movie, though. Yeah. It's hilarious. Like,
I bet you look cute as a button, dude.
Yeah. I'll show you it when I'm done. Like, it's hilarious. I was going method, too, because I'm like, fill my mouth with fake blood, and I'll spit it. And they're like, you know we can't see that on camera, right? I was like, oh. Because I was like,
if they tried, they probably could have.
Yeah.
Oh, they were just telling you that.
Dude, the acting in there, though, is what it's the funniest zombie movie you ever see. Funnier than Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's like, what was wrong with that guy? I don't know. And they're like, maybe he was just pranking us or something. No, that was no joke. That's literally a scene in the movie. Just that guy delivers it.
Puzzle pieces.
If you watch it stoned, it's even better. Like, you're like, it's gripping dialogue, man.
Yeah,
sounds like it.
I'll watch it.
But
later.
Hey, it's my first movie crap. I always said we should.
Listen, do you know how much time I throw away every day? I can spend a half hour one night.
Yeah, we'll watch.
We
it.
Talked about having like a watch party.
Yeah,
like,
we should do that.
We
that
should throw it up. Right,
we'll
up.
Do a movie night at Cantu.
Yeah, I guess we could watch it when we're done. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have a movie night at Cantu's and stuff. We did that for Rogan's special. We had a viewing party.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool.
Dude, I saw that hour live when we were down there, and it was so sick.
Yeah.
And it was like Wednesday at the Mothership.
Yeah.
And then I told all my friends that Joe Rogan's the greatest comedian I've ever seen in my life. It's the greatest thing. And then all the reviews are like, Joe Rogan eats a fat one. Fucking, I look like an asshole. It was good. It was really good live.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
Well, there's an energy in the room when you're in a
live
show.
Like, when
you
watch normal specials, though, they're edited and everything.
Yeah, that's just straight up.
Yeah. That was live. It's just way different.
Yeah, he crushed really hard.
I was distracted by his sweating through his T-shirt.
I didn't think it was bad.
And goddamn.
It wasn't my favorite.
Scottsdale, PA the other day in their theater. It's hot, dude.
That's why you always wear an undershirt.
I may wear
three shirts, but... There's an undershirt. There's an underlayer of protection so I don't sweat.
You need to start wearing two pairs of underwear in case you have to shit again, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, listen. First of all.
Then you pee on him, you can pull him
that
off.
Was the yeah, we've already covered that. No, we didn't cover that.
What?
Yeah, so we get to the Airbnb.
Yeah.
And, you know, you had to do one of those, you know, did the road poop.
Yeah.
I know I talked about, we got that far in the story, then we got lost somewhere. So then we went to get that pizza in Jersey,
yeah.
That greasy pizza.
Yeah.
And as soon as we walked in, John gets in the shower.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'm ready to take my shower. Louie comes out and goes, "Yo, we're leaving right now. The train's gonna be in 5 minutes." I'm like,
"We had to like
I haven't showered
to the train."
And they're like, "You're gonna miss the train then because we're leaving right now." So
they come all the
and
time.
And I'm like,
though.
"And I gotta poop."
Not this one. It was the next one wasn't going to be for like another hour.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could have caught the next one, but.
But I probably would have missed signups.
Because
they did cut the line off.
Yeah, we needed to get in line.
Where did you stay?
Jersey.
In Jersey.
Where?
Oh.
Harrison?
Yeah.
Oh, so you guys didn't stay in like Jersey City or anything like that?
Mm-mm.
I've seen the exit say Jersey City.
Yeah,
when
we took the metro to.
The exchange.
Penn Station, Newark.
Oh, so you went. Yeah, okay.
And then went from. There, straight to Penn Station.
Yeah, drop shot right by MSG.
Yeah, right in front of it.
I for the first time in my life, I had a tickets, please moment.
Yeah, was that pretty sick?
And we didn't have tickets. That wasn't sweet.
Yeah.
We're like, because we got on the train, we had no idea.
Yeah.
We just walk on, this dude comes and goes, tickets, please.
I was
please.
Like, I can buy some. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the guy's like, oh, just use the app. You guys are good.
And then Andy was like, I never, fucking BB, he was like, I never pay for those. He's like, they rarely ask. Fuck.
That guy took time. That guy was like, must have been that dude's first day. Like,
yeah. He hustled me out of $6, dude.
Yeah, his supermarket.
I always hate when people check stuff.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Just assume I'm a good person.
His supervisor was there that day.
I left Walmart today with some toilet paper and two things, a Diet Pop, and the lady's like, I need to see your receipt. I was like, all right, everything I stole is actually in my pants. And she really fucking angry about it. And I'm like, hey, whatever.
Did she strip search you?
No.
Did she pat you down?
It's like, I don't have to stop for you, bitch.
You push her over?
I'm an amateur stand-up comedian on a podcast who's going to get me fired from any job I get in the future.
No, you're not. You're safe with the hat and sunglasses. You can do what you want.
Yeah, I know. Nobody would notice me.
You could say anything.
Yeah.
But my name is right on the thing. It's my big disguise.
We're gonna have you on as Papa Hoss.
Yeah, Papa Hoss. Big Daddy Hoss, dude. Fucking. I'm Hig Boss, and I know what you're thinking. I'm the guy that likes porn under comment videos.
Dude, I'm gonna be like Deadpool and have different variants of myself. So like anytime someone wears a cowboy hat and sunglasses, I'll be like, ah, oh, it's another Hoss. Yeah.
It's a different timeline.
Yeah, I'm down for it. Create a Hoss army.
Yeah, dude, it worked for Spider-Man. Why not you?
Exactly. I would do it way better than Spider-Man did.
Can you picture a noir Hoss?
Just eating a sandwich.
It's Johnny Traficanti with a cowboy hat.
I could picture that in a trench coat.
Noir Hoss.
Dude, I want to tell him one
thing. She was a fine dame. Related.
Related.
But only to my mother.
Dude, do you ever have a cousin that you're like, you know what?
Sin City Hoss.
Do you ever have a cousin that you're like, you know what?
Yeah, my cousin Nick has a fat ass, dude. I hope he doesn't watch this. No, like,
I hope he does. He's just like...
I find you unattractive because I like girls.
If your dick was bigger,
also,
maybe.
Also, you're my cousin. Yeah.
We took a bath once in like it.
Yeah. I did make that joke in West Virginia, and like there was some pullback. I'm like, come on, man. You're going to tell me your cousin, you don't have a hot cousin? The guy was like... I do kind
of
have a hot
I did
cousin.
A mic
like,
in West Virginia and made fun of them for fucking their cousins.
Yeah, they don't like that at all. They get really mad at that, yeah. It's crazy. I did a show down there, and the person that went before me goes, look, I'm down here with all you hillbillies, you idiots, like whatever. And it's like, dude, you're a fireman. We're in Morgantown. There's like doctors and lawyers and engineers. Like, we're the trash, dude. Like, you know what I mean? You can't, like, that's crazy that people think like that. Yeah. West Virginia is a fucking great place.
Was you like, you don't have a job?
Yeah, they're paying you money to dance. Like a dancing bear. Go fucking dance, bitch. Eat your free hot wings and dance.
Yeah.
I love West Virginia, dude. Yeah.
They paid you $30, but they still made you buy two drinks.
Yeah. Who's the fucking dumbass now?
Dude, that show I did in West Virginia was awesome. I opened up for that country band.
Yeah.
And this place was like, you walked in, I felt at home. Like, it was just a straight
just
dive country bar.
Just fucking.
I was like, can I get a monster? She's like, yeah, sure. She brings it out.
She's
and
under pants.
She's like, $3. And I was like, yeah. Oh, you guys. So I didn't tell you. I forgot to tell you guys this. When we went to Austin, Cantu signed me up for the mic.
Yeah.
He wrote Big Hoss, but Cantu doesn't have the best handwriting. The woman goes, coming up next, Big Hog.
That was on purpose?
Yeah. And I was just, yeah, and Cantu's just like, enough. that's going to be a thing. And I'm like,
yeah, dude.
I was like, that's going to be me when I play a Boss Hog one day. I'm
big
just going to play
hog.
This Big Hog.
We have heard rumors.
Big
so,
your team. Whoever you're talking to is lying. I want to warn you that.
Wait, what we lied about? Sorry, I was too busy.
His big hog.
Yeah, big hog.
Yeah.
Big hog.
He's got a big greasy hog.
Yeah. All slippery and shit.
Yeah. It's just sweating right now, I bet.
Yeah.
It's kind of cold right now.
You couldn't lasso that thing up.
Yeah.
It's fucking. Hell yeah, dude.
I have to go around with a sock in my pants from now on and be like, my name's Big Hog.
Yeah.
One woman
wearing protection
in
case I gotta fuck
not.
Feet.
Barely average.
It's a sock is a condom for feet. That's what it is. You a Trojan or a Durex guy? I'm fucking Hanes.
Did
They call me Big Hog.
Yeah, they call me Big Hog. I only could wear fucking size 13 yeah. socks.
Sometimes I throw a sweatband on it. Like,
yeah, dude, like an Adidas one, like a yeah. cock ring. Yeah. yeah,
yeah. That's yeah, your man. Cock ring. Yeah, it's dude. It's a fucking Adidas sweatband.
Like it's about to play tennis in the 80s.
Looks like John Candy from Splash when yeah. they're playing. Hang on, I need a minute.
What a great podcast we have just talking about your dick, dude.
Isn't that just what stand-up is, though? With your friends, Blake and Anthony. Our guest tonight, Big Hog. The guy yeah. who's dressed like him for some reason.
Please
anyways,
keep watching.
Let's get you guys hear him, the outdoor people or whatever the fuck?
Let's get a little strip of tape here.
Whoever you are,
dick.
Please keep.
What, dick podcast? Yes,
yet another dick podcast.
Yeah. Yet another podcast with yeah. Blake and Anthony.
I like yeah, the cartoon. Our old one was called The Podcasting Couch.
I like that. Yeah. yeah, hell yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of wish it was animated, like it blinked and stuff. And like,
yeah, that would be yeah. cool.
Yeah, what are you guys, poor?
Yeah.
yes.
you guys yes. don't have Flash animation?
Anyways, here's back to Andy thinking about the N-word.
Only in traffic.
That's why he wears his everything glasses, so you can't podcast, see it in his eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
You should have seen him in New York. That's why he didn't take this thing, even at night, dude.
Yeah.
Nope.
He was like, I don't know, it's just bright in Times Square. I was like, yeah, whatever. Dude,
remember when I wiped out when we were walking through the shadows?
Yeah, because you're wearing sunglasses at night like you're fucking
in cowboy
ZZ
boots
top.
In New York City.
Yeah.
You
know? It was one of my favorite parts, actually.
Yeah, I literally, like, scraped my knee. You know what? Can we show graphic wounds
Let's
on here?
Let's talk about the real reason your knees got scraped.
Yeah, dude. All the sucking,
remember
dude.
Who helped you up in that alley.
Can we show the graphic knee wound on that?
Yeah, drop your yeah, trowel. Dude. Drop your yeah. trowel.
Oh, I thought you were going to put
your
pants
down, dude.
With
my moccasins on right there.
Oh, look at that, dude.
Oh, shit.
That was from New York.
That was
brought
from
to you by
dick.
Meat guys. Nobody was,
by the way, this is the
meat.
Second time I've fallen on my knees.
I know, dude.
Oh, yeah. You was there when that happened.
I know, dude.
We did one-liner madness. I'm wearing cowboy boots. I'm walking to yeah. the stage.
Stop wearing fucking cowboy boots. It seems like the root cause of your issues, dude. He's fucking not. Outdated 200-year-old shoes, dude. Yeah. It makes a fucking
leave me alone. It's
Chuck
part
Taylor
of the
look like a goddamn Yeezy.
And if a dick's out, just yeah. he hits his knees.
Yeah, just drops, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. So I'm walking up to the stage at One Liner Madness, and someone spilled a drink.
Yeah.
And they were going to clean it up. As I'm walking to the stage, as I yeah. step, you can hear the squeak.
Oh, so you ate it.
And instead of falling backwards, I fell forward and landed on both my knees and just hit hard.
And was like, please let me win this round.
Lord, please.
Ronnie.
Yeah. I might have won on the pity. I'm not gonna lie. I might have won. I should not have won that round. Dude, there were some heavy killers in that thing that
yeah.
I thought would just murder.
Yeah,
and I was like, I
did
just,
people's friends win? That's usually how comedy contests go.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's true.
I made it one round.
Yeah, but
one real round.
What yeah, jokes did you guys do to move on?
My joke was everyone tries to tell you tips as being a bigger guy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, oh, hey, you should wear black and it'll make you look thinner. I said, but what they don't know is I have psoriasis, so it just looks like I crushed a bag of powdered donuts before I walked in.
Yeah, very nice. What was yours, Blake?
Scientists are saying that Neanderthals and Homo sapiens might actually be the same species. I don't think they've ever been to West Virginia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man, you have a real vendetta against West Virginia.
Those Neanderthals don't like being called Homo anything, dude.
That's really funny. Yeah. That's very funny.
So, yeah.
Nah.
That's a good one, though. I like
it.
And
it's true. I want to change it to maybe, I don't know. It's interchangeable with yeah. whoever somebody hates.
Yeah.
Whoever what? They think down on.
When I did
it. How did you murder at KKK rallies?
I did a...
Don't talk about that, dude.
Yeah.
You're trying to get me canceled again, yeah. Andy?
Way to pull the hood back, Andy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
When I
I was trying to rip on the fly and I failed.
What you say about that. When I was in Chicago, if you shit on Indiana, they loved it, right?
Yeah.
And then like when I was in was it Europe? I was in the Netherlands. I was like, what's like your Alabama here? And they're like Belgium. And I was like, I can't remember what I said. Something along the lines I riffed about like Belgium's a fucking shithole. Essentially, the place went just ballistic. It's like I have no idea what the fuck. Dude. Yeah.
It'll cry. That's a very interchangeable joke, and I feel like as long as I know what's going on wherever, it'll crush.
Yeah, this is where the retarded people live.
Fuck those idiots, dude.
Fuck those idiots that look just like us and are the same. We're probably related. Fuck them.
They're against gay sex.
I'm pro it. I'd like to see more of it, dude. I've been telling Hoss all weekend. I'm like, come on, dude. It's fucking...
I said, depends on how drunk I get. I didn't get that drunk.
Apparently not, dude. It's very disappointing.
Yeah. That's why I've years of built up tolerance. You had to work hard for it.
You could have, what, for gay sex?
I'm just saying, like, you didn't get me drunk enough.
Yeah.
All right, dude. I'll work harder next time.
Yeah. More tequila shots.
They just had to settle for the cock chair that night.
Dude, did you know in New York, like, they do not split the bill? We went to two places.
No, they do. They were being dicks, dude.
There's places that do that in Pittsburgh.
But they were wanting to buy. Like, they would give us.
There was just a lot of us, and they didn't want to do it, dude.
Yeah.
It's just a lazy server.
There was literally, like,
that's why I don't tip these people.
Yeah.
To be fair, I don't think it was an authentic Irish bar, even though it said the Irish pub.
And none of them were Irish?
Yeah, nobody. Yeah. One Irish dude.
He was half Irish. Everybody's half Irish. Like,
yeah, no.
There's more Irish people in America than Ireland.
No, this dude was from Ireland.
Fucking
like,
half the Italian people are Irish. They just don't tell you.
Yeah.
But I walked in and I said, there's no Irish music playing. Yeah. Like, we're in an Irish pub. There's no Irish music playing. The people don't like it.
Yeah, because we all don't want to listen to that the whole time, dude.
Yeah, like you're
as an Irishman, as a part Irishman, I do not want to listen to Irish music. Yeah,
what the fuck am I doing, playing Elder Scrolls?
Dude, that's like going to the...
I'm out here trying to get pussy, not slay dragons.
Dude, that's like going to the local cantina and not hearing, like...
mariachi music? Yeah. Dude, you're racist. No, I'm just
I'm just saying. Like,
only cantina
I
go to is fucking Taco Bell.
In order from the cantina menu.
Yeah, dude.
You ever see a Taco Bell dog?
What?
The Taco Bell dog. You don't miss
it. Oh, yeah.
The little chihuahua?
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I had a chihuahua.
Rest in peace to a real one.
Yeah.
You got hit by a car.
That was actually a girl.
Did he?
Yeah. Any chocolate.
You never heard Adam Sandler talk about it?
What's that?
You never heard Adam Sandler talk about it? Ran over the Taco Bell dog?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. That's one of those jokes.
Yeah.
Oh. Is it?
Mm. Did you ever go to a Taco Bell cantina, though? They had one in Chicago. It's a bar.
Oh, I heard
of
that.
Yeah, they do mixed drinks. They do, like, Baja Blast drinks and shit, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get married at
them. That's pretty dope.
Do a wedding at a Taco Bell?
Hell yeah.
It sounds like hella white trash. Something I'd do for sure. Just hella white trash.
Somebody got married at the Walmart here. Do you remember that?
Dude, this Walmart is a piece of shit, dude.
Yeah.
I hate the Newcastle Walmart, dude.
Yeah. You're welcome, dude. That's from us to you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I'm more of a Monaco Walmart guy. I used to be Chippewa, but...
I tell you what, though.
I'll fuck with both of those, though.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
You guys got nothing on Butler, man, though.
I hate going to Chippewa for... It's the only Comcast fucking store in the tri-state. I feel like people from D.C. have to come to fucking Chippewa.
You people are lucky there's a police station across the street.
Dude, I came from a town that was so poor they didn't even have a police station.
Yeah.
Just one.
Yeah,
one
we had to call state police and had to wait an hour before they showed up.
What's it called?
The town?
Darlington.
Yeah. No, it's called Mariana, PA. Yeah, Mariana, PA. Why? Because...
Close. It's Darlington's sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, Darlington's sister.
It's one of those failed coal mining towns that fentanyl has taken over.
Yeah, it's just like every small Western Pennsylvania city. Oh, like, let's just... Yeah, the Rust Belt,
they have a small restaurant called Nick's Place.
Oh, my God. That was the name of the smoke station in Washington.
What,
it's called Nick's. It was called Nick's. Everybody's like, where are you going? I'm going to Nick's. Why? I go buy cigarettes.
Hell yeah, dude. It's just
and it was a Sanoco.
Gotta go down to the pilot and harass ladies.
The best part, it was a brand. It was actually a branded store. It said Sunoco's, but everybody just called it Nick's.
Well, Nick owned it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Probably.
Old Nicky Sunoco. Fast Nicky's House of Nicotine.
Yeah.
He's selling singles to miners
out the back.
Well, he died from suicide. This Andy kid.
We never leave this stain. Look.
Andy, be meaner.
I can't be mean.
I fucking hang out. I'm used to roasting everybody, and then you just aren't, like, actually mean, and then I look like an asshole. Like, give it back.
Dude, he doesn't, dude. He doesn't.
Dude, I'm the only...
He'll say something he super fucked up. Huh?
Hold up. I do
he
think...
I seen him do it a couple times, but yeah. It's not...
Dude, I was doing it to Brent the whole time we were in Austin.
Yeah.
And he was just like, Hoss, stop picking on me, dude. Like, I don't like it. I was like, I was like, dude, I thought we were freaking friendly. I'm sorry. Then he fired back and like he just wouldn't stop and he's like, I told you, don't mess with me.
Damn,
I was like, dude like,
yeah.
Dude, Brent is a solid roast master. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, Brent's hilarious.
Dude, he roasts so hard he burnt off his soul patch. That's what you get for calling me fat, Brent. Fucking
in your face, dude.
Yeah, you can't retaliate now, can you, bitch?
Yeah.
Do it in the comments section. Yeah, like, subscribe. Yeah.
Bro, commenters are so mean, dude.
Yeah.
I quit looking at them recently.
Yeah, might as well, like, kill yourself, you fat fucking Oldie Graham Stavros. I
get
fuck yourself, dude.
Man bun comments all the time, dude. Everything, man.
Dude, my brother hides in the comments waiting for me to post something.
Yeah.
The moment he does, like, I was in New York and he goes, dude, the Pride Parade was last month. And I was like, come on, man. Like, because I'm wearing the tie-dye shirt and everything. And I was like,
yeah. Why did it show up on his calendar?
No, he showed up. He follows and he waits and he's just like,
we should sell
him
a whole Hoss calendar, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Just like the firemen do. Yeah.
I'd do that. I would just wear like a flesh bodysuit, so I'm not actually naked.
Start off with the picture of you on this couch laid out.
Yeah, dude. That's the perfect start.
January.
That's good January cover. Picture right there.
Yeah.
Laying down.
Sexy Hoss, dude. Yeah.
I like this. We can do this.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I bet we could sell some right Hoss merch. We could hustle some fucking sexy Hoss merch, dude.
Yeah.
I'd be down for it. We'd do that.
Those Texas women would like it, dude. They like a girthy boy.
I'll sell a Speedo that's just my face on it going.
I'd wear that, dude.
Yeah.
Do that.
Piss on it.
Just picture where your mouth will be, bro.
Why is it sticking?
That's why it's funny.
Why is he sticking his tongue out? I've never seen a tubular tongue before.
Why is it drooling?
Dude, Andy spit on me again.
I'd rock that, dude.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'd show you every time I was wearing them, too. Yeah.
We couldn't just put big Hoss on it because it would just be like, why is it so small?
My buddy used to do that in high school, middle school. He always be like, look at SpongeBob's nose. We're like, stop, please. Make this stop. I don't want to see your pee-pee, Brian. Shout out to Brian. I love Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
There's always that one kid cool in school pee-pee, that always whipped it out.
Brian has a great pee-pee.
He has an all right one.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's normal.
Yeah, pretty.
From what I hear from Scream.
Yeah. No, he takes pride in his pee-pee. That's,
As you should, dude. You know?
Yeah.
I have a problem peeing at urinals sometimes.
Dude, that's
I had a guy
worst.
Peep on me before, and that's what started it.
Yeah?
Yeah, he did. I was like, hey.
At least let me get hard first.
Yeah, dude, it's cold in here.
I'm sorry, Blake. I didn't mean to do that to you.
I didn't want to bring
you
up,
dude. What
do you
think he wears sunglasses for?
Yeah, I didn't want to bring you up, dude.
One of those looks. I feel like the shirt's too tight sitting down. I might open it up.
Yeah, dude.
Is that continuity air?
Show some skin.
I'll
go with
rip
you.
My shirt a little.
Yeah. How far you want to go?
I'm taking it off.
Two button? Oh, wait, you have another shirt on.
Yeah, take
there.
It off, Hoss.
Snoop Dogg. That might be funny.
Oh, I think I don't have another shirt under here.
You have Snoop Dogg, he has Burt Reynolds.
We got it. Yeah. I have a body like a 70s movie star if they gained weight. Right here, just full. This is Dom DeLuise in the 70s right here.
Hell yeah, dude.
The old Smokey and the... Dude, please tell me you watch Cannonball Run.
Yeah, dude. Fucking pull Smokey and the Bandit over here.
I'm not like some... I've seen it. I'm not like some connoisseur or something.
So like my brother, Rob.
Andy didn't have cable, only VHS.
So you guys... Do you guys remember Cartoon Network before Adult Swim.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Tsunami, dude.
Yeah.
Look at his fucking
Space
shirt.
Ghost Coast to Coast.
Yes, yeah. Dude. I was watching a loop of that recently.
Yeah.
I told Kate
old episodes of Space Ghost. DBZ would, and Gundam would say fuck at night.
Yeah.
I'd stay up to watch it. I'm like, yeah, dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude. That's what Cantu needs to have on all the time.
Space Ghost, Coast to Coast.
I, when you put that vibe out, it's a weird, it's a specific vibe.
Yeah. It and is. People it's such a know. Funny fucking show, too. The things that are said are so, like...
Yeah.
Anybody... I don't even know.
You know the first season,
because, like, so many people just have no idea what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
The first season, no one knew that was a show. They just did an interview with somebody and never told them that it was going to be.
It was almost like Eric Andre a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
In a way.
Cartoon one, I guess. Yeah. They had they're just asking them weird-ass shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember when they were going to do Adult Swim, and I was such a wholesome kid that I actually had to go. I got up and had to go tell my aunt, hey, you have to change the channel because there's, like, adult cartoons coming up. Because I didn't want to get in trouble watching something I shouldn't watch. So I had to go and tell my...
You sound like Moral Oral.
Dude, I was very much... Moral Oral was very real. Yeah, other than what the dad was doing.
Fuck, dude.
Moral Oral was awesome, dude. Fucking Norm Hawley's, like, one of the creators, like, the writers for it. He was, like, one of my favorite teachers in Chicago. And I would take, like, all of his... I fucking love that guy. And, like, he's so a fucking funny, genius. And his thing was,
that shit was
whatever
hilarious.
You think of, the first thing, just put it out there. Like, don't spend a lot of time and effort. That's what they pick up. And, like, I do that with fucking jokes, whatever, even, like, crowd work shit, everything. It's just whatever I think of, just there it is. That's how I wrote that shit, dude.
Yeah, it's what I try and do.
So he's gangster as shit.
It's what I try to do.
Shout out Norm Hawley.
I feel like I picked that up from the podcast a lot of times, so.
Yeah, just let it rip. Yeah.
Dude, the early robot chickens used to rip.
Yeah.
When they would just go dark.
Celebrity Deathmatch. It wasn't. Ooh, it was,
that
MTV,
was MTV,
but yeah.
Yeah, but still, like, it was,
America's
I
Funniest
Home
Video, season 3, fucking great.
I fucking love Bob Saget, dude.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the other cool things that we did in New York.
I don't know, dude. A whole fucking rooftop party with, like, every fucking star that was on the show. That was pretty fucking.
That
dope.
Was pretty sweet. Yeah, dude, that was crazy. Like, one. Cam gave me a cool nickname that I'm not allowed to use.
It's just the F slur.
But I loved it. He asked me if I... We talked about that. And then, we went to that after party. So I go up to Hinchcliffe, right?
Yeah.
You grabbed him, didn't you?
And
you
kiss him on the mouth.
And like, I seen Hinchcliffe in... Hinchcliffe in Austin.
Yeah. Yeah.
After, like, he was, like... He was doing
How
the mothership.
How many times did you make out with him?
Yeah.
Once. I don't like... It tastes funny.
I'm glad you finally admitted, dude.
Yeah.
See, I'm Youngstown boys.
Yeah.
But, like, he gave me a... It was like... I talked to him for, like, 0.5 seconds. Yeah. Like, he gave me a fist bump and said, have a good night. That was it.
How hard were you?
Yeah.
So then we were in line the
Full
first day.
Half.
And he walked right by us and was like, hey, what's up? And, like, you know, like, oh, that's cool. Like, just seen Hinchcliffe.
Oh, yeah, he's a nice guy.
Then, but I'm saying, then to walk into the after party, and I'm just like, so this is the third time we've met, like, in the span of 3 weeks. Like, what's up, dude? And he was like, aren't you that rapper? And I was like, no.
You should have said, yeah, dude.
And I was like, are you think? I said,
yeah,
I said,
it's me, KRS-One.
He goes, you look like a famous rapper. I'm like, fight you, sir. Yeah, so he goes,
you should have said, yeah, I played with Jelly Roll once. I'm Big Hoss. Yeah.
No, I was like, what? I was like, were you thinking Jelly Roll? He goes, nah. I was like, Action Bronson? Nah. Before I can, like, introduce, like, myself to him, this dude in a wheelchair rolls up. Now, look, I'm going to apologize because this is going to sound.
Golden ticket winner. A fucking retard.
This guy is going to sound terrible.
That's the whole premise of the show. It's a guy that sounds like Roger from American Dad. Just, this guy's retarded. Looks good. Dance for me. And then all my friends travel the country to sign up. I sign up.
They do that.
I'll sign up. Dude. It's cool. I like Tony Hinchcliffe. He's really funny. I'm a fan of him.
Dude. As this guy in a wheelchair rolls up.
Yeah.
And he,
how,
like,
hard are you?
He can't,
1 to 10.
He can't speak.
Yeah.
And he has to use, like, a phone to, like, type what he says. And it's like him, like, using his nose to type it.
Yeah, show us how he does it.
So dude. He walks up to Tony, and he just looks at Tony and goes, eh.
Great, now we're ableist, too. Yeah. Right there.
Thanks, Hoss.
Yeah, dude, you finally already racist and homophobic on this one.
We hit all the bingo fucking numbers there.
I'm not making fun of what this like what was wrong with this dude. I'm just relaying to you, this is the noise that he made talking to Tony Hinchcliffe, and he's just going, oh, no.
Yeah, do it again.
I can't.
For the clip.
He just goes, I can't do this. I can't. Like, because there's, like, you know, we were drinking all night. Everyone's been drinking.
What are you doing? Trying to get him canceled, dude?
Yeah. I'm just saying, it was just, I just looked at him and it was just like, I see the awkwardness. I had my glasses on before. I had to take off my glasses, put my sunglasses back on. Because I was just looking at people trying to see how they're going to react to this.
Yeah. Maybe he thought you were blind.
I looked at Cantu. Me and Cantu were just both like. And the bad part was this dude ran over my foot.
So is that why you're trashing him right
now? I'm more mad that he ran over my foot. That right there was grounds for me just to be like, I want to launch this dude off the roof right now.
Whoa, all right, dude.
Hey, you know what? Hey, listen, I had nothing. I had no beef with this man. I felt, you know, hey, I'm sorry that he is.
Sounds like you have a lot of beef with
him. Yeah, sounds like you have a huge problem with
my foot with his wheelchair. Like, dude, he didn't have, like, a thin, it wasn't a thin wheel either.
It was a monster truck tire
of a wheelchair wheel that he ran my foot over with. There was tread marks on my boot. When he handed it over.
Was there a snake in it?
Just what I tucked in there. Never mind.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's what they call it. Big hogs.
Big hog.
Long hogs.
Yeah. So I just walk away. White there's no way to recover from that, right?
Yeah, there's no way to
I'm
recover
gonna
from that.
I'm
going to
go back a second time.
No,
I'm just finally introduce myself. I'm like, this is my one chance to do it proper. And I started talking to him, and I was like,
oh, my God, Mr. Hinchcliffe, I'm a huge fan.
Hey, like, you know, I said, hey, man, I said, what's up? Like, you know, I just...
Will you sign the bottom of my boot?
Yeah. No, I just was like,
can you
hey,
write
man.
Andy on my foot? Mr. Hinchcliffe,
you'll know I'll have money one day. There's going to be an Andy, like, on the bottom of my boot.
Why don't you get that tattoo, dude?
No, because it's going to hurt.
So?
No.
That would be fucking hilarious.
Our friend
dude.
Owns a tattoo studio. He might hook you up.
I'm good. I'd rather have just
might know him.
Custom tread so everybody knows where I was. Anyway, so I go to introduce myself to him again. And he looks at me and goes, are you blind? Because I'm wearing these sunglasses. And I'm like, oh, no. I was like, that's part of my like stage thing. And he's just
said
like,
yes.
And he goes,
got pulled.
I started taking the glasses off and put my glasses on. And he looks at me and goes, oh, God, put them back on. And I was like, oh, my bad. And so I put the glasses back because I was drinking all night. And he goes, dude, I'm just messing with you. Calm. Like, I'm sorry.
Of course you thought he was being true.
You know.
I'm just fucking with you.
Hoss does Hoss, man. I can't help it.
I just thanked him. I was like, hey, man, this is dope. You guys crushed it. And then
dude,
we slightly touched elbows at one point, and I thought that was
the
cool.
The person I felt bad.
Dude, did you suck his elbows?
Yeah.
Dude.
His weenus.
The person I felt bad for the most, though, was Ari Matty. That's what it is.
Why,
I wasn't even close.
He's
and,
cool as fuck. He crushes.
Yeah, dude, he was hilarious. The Estonian guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't know he
good.
Used to be a fighter either.
Yeah.
And
really
he was trapped by this guy that we met from Boston. And he was like telling him, like, nah, dude, you gotta like tell it like this. It'd be way funnier if you went this road. And I can just see like he's trying to like escape this conversation.
Yeah, that
so
is.
So I just walked up to him and was like, hey, man.
Wild.
You were funny.
To do.
Good to, I was like, nice to meet you, dude. I just thought you were really funny tonight. He's like, oh, thanks, man. And he went, like, try to, like, get out of it and be like, oh, hey, like, what's up? And that dude wasn't letting go.
He was just on Joe Rogan. Could you imagine walking up to him and be like, hey, let me give you advice?
Yeah.
On your
jokes.
Here's how you actually do this shit.
Yeah, this dude just crushed the entire Madison Square Garden. But, dude, it'd be funnier if you did this, dude. Like,
do more Pollock jokes, dude.
Let's
wrap it up. A solo act.
We're gonna wrap it up before Hoss offends another group of people. I think we covered everything.
Oh yeah,
You may have. I don't know. Yeah. You ended it on an ableist note, which is nice.
Yeah, nice. I'm just reporting what I saw.
Yeah.
You can say that's just, what it was, but I'm just telling you what the facts were.
So the facts were I was going to throw a guy in a wheelchair that couldn't speak off a 20-story Sandy's building or more. Video. I don't even know. Yeah. We're at the top of a...
That's just a fucking there's weird enough, hate there's crime not a, against wheelchairs.
There's not a single clip I can use of this in my reels.
No, Andy. That's, we did the one where you want to murder a wheelchair person for the love of the game,
He
man.
Ran over my foot. Yeah. It's a different story. He did
Tired
it twice.
Of them getting a good parking spot. He did. Fucking bullshit. Why can't I have a van hold with up, a big
hold
door?
Hold up. Once I could understand was a mistake. Two, you're doing it on purpose. He did it twice.
Well, that's... You know?
Yeah, maybe fuck you.
Yeah. I didn't say nothing
he's
to
like,
him.
Look at this fucking suburban cowboy in New York City on this rooftop, dude.
He's just like, fucking... He's like, look at this retard.
I don't know what he...
He's like, I hate make a wish.
You couldn't see him coming with your throat in reverse and get you again?
Well, there's... Hey.
Yeah.
He's only... That's fucked up, dude. It was a low blow, because...
Yeah, because he was seated. In a wheelchair, dude. That's fucked.
I hope this guy sees this and drives all the way here, charging at Tesla Superchargers in a wheelchair, and just runs over your fucking throat for talking shit on the handy capable community, you fucking bigot.
Yeah. And on that note.
Yeah, on that note. This has been yet another podcast.
This will never air.
No, it's gonna, dude. All right, love you guys.
Love you guys.
Oh, anything you guys want to plug coming up?
I mean, I have a show.
Who knows
set.
Who will watch it after this or go to your show, dude?
No. The best part is they're going to see my set and be like, wow, he seems so wholesome on his show. Why did he get so mean in the pod?
You can't make it until you get canceled once, right?
Well, it's only a 6-month penalty, so we're good.
Yeah. Anything coming up, Andy?
I have a show August 17th, but this is probably not going to come out until after, right?
The day of, right? Oh no.
A little after. What's Sunday?
Ooh, no, that's a Saturday.
Oh,
so
okay.
It'll be past. Just my podcast, Big Hoss's Tailgate.
Hell yeah.
Heck yeah. It's on Big Spotify. Hoss
is, yeah.
Trying to go to the other stuff. Just don't know how to do it yet.
We'll get you there, Hoss. Hell yeah, though. Big Hoss Tailgate. That one is fun. You get some fun people on there for sure.
Oh, Julian was just on.
Yeah.
Yep. They talk about the Muppets. It's thrilling.
Listen, the Muppet. Listen, the Muppet. Sometimes the Muppets. I'm not going to talk about it. Go to my podcast and you'll find my views on the Muppets.
Which one would you fuck?
Well, I mean, you can really pick any of them, actually. But if you're going to have to pick one.
Miss Piggy? I would.
Yeah, but there's always that girl. There's always that girl from the Electric Mayhem, too. Janice, the one who's like, yeah, guy.
You look like a Janice guy.
Yeah.
I feel like she would do strange things.
Yeah.
I feel like...
All right, you're interrupting Screevo plug shows, dude.
No, it's okay. Just go to my website, www.ihatestandup.com. All links to my shit there. I have too much shit to talk about. Just go check out that or my Instagram.
He's always fucking doing shit. Yeah. And your YouTube.
Yeah. ChrisScrivaComedy.com. It's a relink to Big Hoss Tailgate. When you that's all it is. You hear all about the fucking Muppets and like any other VHS that you would find at Roger Sales. So be there.
This is the difference between 1 year and seven and eight.
Yeah.
Years of experience.
I know what
comic.
You meant.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm glad you clarified it for everybody else. They thought you were talking about kids, dude.
Yeah. Or cheeseburgers.
Yeah, cheeseburgers.
Ah, see, that was my rule for you. Yes. I waited that
you
whole
roasted
time.
Me really good. Andy, the only reason that you weigh 120 pounds less than me only because you take Ozempic. You fucking juiced, dude. It's not fair, dude. You're like fucking A-Rod of being a fat ass. Alright, dude? That's the thing. And you lost all this weight, but you still have a double chin you cover with that beautiful beard that makes you look gay.
What are you doing? Trying to Lance Armstrong me here right now and just expose everything because you're sour?
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah. No, quote from the Fast and the Furious movie, you just can't step in the ring with Ali because you think you can box. Yeah, and the only box you're getting is the large meals from McDonald's and the Pens win. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
The Boom Bros did. This is bullying.
Brought to you by...
Brought to you by Andy's slip-on shoes because he's too retarded to tie them.
Wait, no. What's your sponsor, Andy? Yes. Cowboy Apparel.
Cowboy Revolution Apparel. Use Big Hoss 15.
Yeah. Andy's also sponsored by God. Use his code Extra Chromosome.
How'd you know what lies look like under here?
Yeah, love you guys. If you stayed around to the end, you're a real one.
All right. Yep. Thank you.